Okay, we have today the three stiflers to discuss. First, let's deal with pshat, and then we'll go to the things that have to do with the pilpul of the sugya, and hopefully we'll see that the pshat and the pilpul are connected. But first, we have to understand the problem in pshat, the problem of pshat in the sugya. The Gemara says, Gemara has a kasha, Eimachinami, maybe chalipin should work. But the Gemara has a teretz, chalipin is still pasuk v'shavapruta, v'yishav pasuk v'shavapruta, le'mekanya, or le'mekanya nafsha, whichever jersey you hold. We have to understand pshat in the havamina, pshat in maskana. What changed from the havamina to the maskana? What did the Gemara hold initially, and what did the Gemara hold later? So Taisa's sheet is easy. And the words of Taisus are clear. Taisus says that in the Hava Amina, the Gemara held that Chalipin is a form of Kinyan Kesef. In the Hava Amina, we held that Chalipin is a form of Kinyan Kesef. So the Hava Amina is good. The Gemara says maybe you should be able to be kaina an Isha with Chalipin. Why was the Hava Amina? The Hava Amina was that Chalipin is a form of Kinyan Kesef. The Hesber, the way the Stifler said yesterday, in Simen Gimel, is that there are a number of different types of formulas by which Kinyanim work. I mentioned to you that there's Hachnas al Rishusai, and you just bring it into your Rishus like you have with Hagbah, Mashiach, and Masira. You have kinyanim where you just show a gemira's das, like a handshake or a shtar. And then there is a kinyan of kesef. Kesef works by exchanging. It's an exchange, and that exchange, that's this type of kinyan. Hayais, that chalipin, seems to be the same as kesef. Chalipin is also an exchange. Hachlif means to exchange. So chalipin appears to be mamish kinyan kesef. So that's why the Gemara has here a svara of Eimachinami, that chalipin is a form of Kinyan Kesef, and since it's a form of Kinyan Kesef, the Gemara's kasha is Eimachinami, that it should work. Now it just sounds like a play on words. Chalipin, it is a form of Kinyan Kesef. Well, what's the difference? It is, it's not. It seems the only difference is for Kedushin. Kedushin, if Kedushin is Kesef. But there are a few other nafkaminas if Chalipin is Kesef. One, the Stipler brings, if you could be Makna Truma to a Kayin with Kinya Chalipin. If I have Truma, and I want to be Makna to, I want to be Makayin to Mitzvah Dereis of Nesinas Truma. So I would like to be Makna to him now. We'll pick it up whenever he wants. I want to be Makayim the Mitzvah. Can I do it with Kinyan Agav? So the Stipler brings from a Gemara above a Metziah that you cannot. That you cannot. The Gemara says, Chalipin Derech Mekach Memkerhu. So the way the Stipler explains, it depends how you understand Kinyan Chalipin. What is Kinyan Chalipin? The Kinyan Chalipin is like a handshake. Just instead of a handshake, you do it with a handkerchief. So then you should be able to give truma that way. I'm doing a kinyan, a ma'aseh kinyan. What's the name is which ma'aseh kinyan it is? It's a ma'aseh kinyan that just to show gemira's das, I'm giving it to you. I give it to any kayim, giving it to you. If you would learn that kinyan sudr is a ma'aseh kinyan that shows gemira's das, it should work by truma too. But the MS Hadvarim is not that way. That Chalipin works, that it's an exchange. It's an exchange. The Kayan gives me a handkerchief. In exchange, I give him the Truma. That I'm not allowed to do. I can't do that. I have to give him the Truma for free. I mean, I can't give him the Truma in exchange. The Mitzvah of Nesinas Truma is you give it to the Kayan straight out. You give it to him without any getting anything back. Even though you don't care about the handkerchief, you're just going to return it to him in a minute. But the Hayais, the Kinyan works in exchange, So you, that's not Nesinas Truma. The mitzvah of Nesinas Truma is to give it to the kayin, not to trade it to the kayin. So since the lumdis of Sudr is that it's an exchange, so Memela it doesn't work by Truma Yid. What? In the Havamina. I'm still talking about the Havamina. You mean the Maskana? The Havamina. Okay, we'll talk about the Havamina. We'll get to Maskana. The another Nafkamina in Baruch Ber in the Berch Shmuel. He brings in the days B'shem Rav Chaim. Exactly the same Chakira. Rav Chaim declared if Chalipin is Kesef or Chalipin is not Kesef. Was Chalipin a king b'fnei Atzilei? So Rav Chaim was toilet in a machlekes Rishayim. If Eved could go out the kinya chalipin, Yitzias Eved is with kesef. Eved is yaitz with kesef. Could the Eved, if someone wants to free his Eved, could he free his Eved with the kinya chalipin? We'll give him a handkerchief in exchange. He's going to free the Eved. Does that work? It doesn't work. So Chaim brings that it's a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says that you could free an Eved. You cannot free. The Rambam says you cannot free an Eved with Kinyan Chalipin. And the Ravid, this is in Hilchos Avodim, Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, says no, that you could. Pashtus, the Ravid holds. How can you do Chalipin to be Maknan Eved? Eved is Yaitz of the Kesef. The Ravid holds that Chalipin is a type of Kinyan Kesef. And then Memela, it's Shayach. Shayach to Makran Eved. It's not a Kinyan. We need a Kanaihula by an Eved. Eved goes free with Kinyan Chalipin because it's a type of Kinyan Kesef. So here we have another Nafkamina. So we have, whether, if you call Chalipin Kesef or not, in most business deals doesn't make much of a difference. Because normally I'm doing business with you, you call again, don't call Kesef, just a question of names. Names don't matter in business, whatever name we give the Kinyan. But there are other Kinyanim, Kinyan Kedushin and Kinyan Eved, Kinyan Eved and Kinyan Truma, where there is an Afkamina. How you look at how Chalipin works. If Chalipin is just a Gemara Stas, or Chalipin is really meant to be an exchange. So this is Pshat and the Havamina, like Kamat all the Rishayim. Machlekes Rashi, Taisus, the Ran, the Rashba, everybody starts with the Teretz. So it seems in the Kasha, all the Rishayim learned Veimach Inami. That the Gemara meant in the Kasha that Chalipin should be Kinyan Kesef, since the Torah was Marba Kesef, Kicha Kicha, Mustay Ephraim. So we should be marble also. Chalipin. The going gets rough in the teretz. What's the teretz? The Gemara says is chalipin is no b'pachas m'shava pruta. The isha b'pachas m'shava pruta. Now Taisus is going to say mekanya. So Taisus tells us how he learned the teretz. What's the teretz? Taisus says, "Mishani chalipin is to pas m'shava pruta. Vimkein einam mitam kesef al kinyan acheru." One sentence. What's that? Chalipin is to pas m'shava pruta. And meila, since it is by pas m'shava pruta, it's not included in kinyan kesef. So what changed from the havamina to the maskana, Taisus? The Havamina, we thought Chalipin is a Kinyan of an exchange, a Kesef. And the Maskana was saying, that's not a Kinyan, it's not an exchange. Why not? Because Pachs Meshava Pruta, you're not getting, that's not an exchange. Assume that Pachs Meshava Pruta is not an exchange. Taisa Salt, and the Mele, it's Mukhach, that Chalipin is not a Kinyan Kesef. The lumdis of Kesef is that I'm exchanging something. So the Teretz is, it's not an exchange. So like Taisa, has nothing to do with Ganayula. Just two ways to learn Kinyan Kesef. According to this, you would taka need another pshat by truma. It just brings a raya the other way. So by truma, we would have to know how Taisis learns the sugya by truma. Yeah, the raya can learn with the other yishayin. It's not so much of a problem. Truma is a gemara, so Taisis would have to. Alright, so we'll leave Taisis. Even though you could always declare what changed in the Havamina, what is it? The Havamina Taisis didn't know that Chalipa works less than a Pruta. Well, what exactly changed in the Havamina to Maskon according to Taisis? And we have the words. The words are the Havamina Chalipa is Kesef, and the Maskon Chalipa is not Kesef. At least we have something. To know what changed, why it changed, alright, so let's be mamic a little more, maybe come up with a Hesber. Taisus doesn't give us a clue because Taisus has the whole Teretz is at the line, so we really don't know what changed the Havamina. The Havamina Taisus held that it is Kesef. Some Taisus knew, of course, less than a Pruta. So what exactly changed? We're not sure, but okay, we have a Mahalach. Taisus Mahalach, in Pshat, Taisus Mahalach is good. The Havamina was, it is Kesef, Maskana is not Kesef. The only downside to Taisus is that in the Maskana, it's not Kesef, which the other Rishonim don't agree with. Right, Taisa is saying, the Maskana, if you're going to finish the Masechta, and you go to get the Chalip in a different Masechta, and you'll ask yourself, is Chalip in Kesef? By Taisa, the answer is no. The Maskana is the Chalip is not Kesef. That comes out by Taisa. Now Rashi, we know that Rashi doesn't agree with Taisa, because Rashi has a different Girsa in the Maskana. The Maskana Rashi says the only chesaron is Ganayhu La, which we have to explain. But we need to hesber like Rashi. What is the Havamina? What's the Maskana? What changed from the Havamina to the Maskana in the sugya? Now, before that, there are two kashas. Whatever pshat we say in Rashi, we have to answer two kashas. Taisa's kasha. Taisa has a few kashas, but one of Taisa's kashas is the Nikra kasha. And the Ran's kasha. The Teretz Rashi is going to be that what? That it's a Ganai for a woman to do it for less than a Pruta. What's fair in that is A, what's the din if you have a woman who says, Afal PK, I'm interested anyway, I will take it less than a Pruta. To me, it's not a Ganai. That's Taisa's kasha and Rashi. If the whole Chesaron is Ganai, So what happens if one woman says, for me it's not a Ganai? That kasha, we had a Mahalach yesterday to answer that. Right? Taisa's kasha, you could answer. Or what? That but Ladaita, it's a call Adam. She can't say such a thing. Okay, hold on, we'll get to that. And the second kasha, the Ran's kasha, is that according to Rashi, it doesn't work because it's a Ganai for her. So that, but Chalipin with a Pruta should work. That's a good reason why Chalipin less than a Pruta doesn't work. But Chalipin with a Shava Pruta, that still should work. Why doesn't that work? That's a stronger kasha, which would be hard pressed to explain in the Maskana. You can explain that it's a Ganai for a woman to be married with less than a Pruta, we all understand that. But if I do Chalipa with a Pruta, why is that no good? That's not, that there should be no chesaron in that. So these are the two kashas that we're going to have to try. Whatever pshat we learn into the Teretz, we'd like that the pshat should answer. So the way the Ran explains Rashi, or at least the way the Stipler understood the Ran's explanation of Rashi, Pshat in the Gemara is the Kasha is the same as Taisus. Ve'machi nami, Chalipin is Kesef. And since Chalipin is Kesef, What's the kasha that we should say that chalipa works by Amisha? Because it should be included in the drasha of kicha kicha mistay Ephraim. Because chalipa is after all also a form of kesef. And for the Gemara, chalipa nisnu b'pachas m'shava pruta. The isha b'pachas m'shava pruta loy mekanya nasha. We know that no woman in the world is really masking to be makna herself for less than a shava pruta. Memela. It's true that chalipin is a type of kesef, that we're not changing. But it can't be that it's included in the gzereshava kicha kicha. Because if it's included in the gzereshava of kicha kicha, then we would say that the Gzeira Shava teaches us that chalipa works by a woman. And that's not true. We know that not all types of chalipa work. So to split the Gzeira Shava, Mistam, we wouldn't do. We wouldn't make a Gzeira Shava Lamechta. We wouldn't split the Gzeira Shava. We say that since the chalipa of less than a pruta cannot work by an Isha, that shows us that chalipin is not included in the gzereshava of kicha kicha. That's a simen to us that that's not included in kicha kicha. And when the Torah said kicha kicha made a gzereshava, it was teaching us only ikar kinyan kesef. It wasn't teaching us the chalipin which works the Torah's kesef. No. The Torah was only teaching us kinyan kesef. The Torah was not teaching us chalipin which works the Torah's kesef, because that can't be. Because we know at least some cases of chalipin don't work.
But kesef
doesn't work and does work. But kesef by stay Ephraim also doesn't work by less than a shava pruta. So gzera shava is still good because the same kesef that works by sadeh works by isha. And by sadeh it's more than a pruta, it is more than a pruta. But chalipin by a sadeh does work less than a pruta. If you're going to learn out of sadeh that the chalipin of sadeh should work by Isha, but that's not true. Because Chalipin of Sada is even less than a pruta. So now you can't learn out from there to here that Chalipin should work. Memelev, I can't learn from there to here Chalipin should work. In one case of Chalipin, Sai Bechlal, I don't assume that Kicha Kicha was not said for Chalipin. So what's the nature of the teretz like Rashi? That it's a gnai for a woman. That's not the whole teretz. It's a gnai for a woman only explains chalipin of less than a pruta. How do you know no chalipin work? So you have to add that it's a gnai for less than a pruta. Since it's a gnai for less than a pruta, that shows us that chalipin was never included in kicha kicha. That even though chalipin is taka, a form of kinyan kesef, but it was never included in the Gzera Shava Kicha Kicha. Because it can't be that it was included, because we know it's not included in the Gabi Pachim Shava Kicha. No, what? See, it's not really a Kirchasa. Because the Gemara is answering, Gemara is saying Pachim Shava Kicha can't work. It's sort of a follow up. I'm telling you Pachim Shava Kicha can't work. You're going to ask me, so let Shava Kicha work. So the answer to that is, for once Pasul Shavuot doesn't work, we don't learn that from Kicha Kicha. So what Gemara is saying is true. It's just the answer to the Ran's Kasha, we have to add that. It's a the Rashba learns the way of learning. I'll tell you why I have a just the Ran's Pshat in Rashi. The Ran's Pshat in Rashi is that Pachas Meshava Pruta is a Ganai, and since Pachas Meshava Pruta is a Ganai, therefore no Chalipin work. No Chalipin work by Nisha. Okay, what's the problem with this Teretz? It answers the Ran's Kasha. Now, what was the Ran's Kasha? The Ran asked, that what happens to chalipin more than a pruta should work? So no, if it's a giloy, that chalipin never works. Chalipin is not included in kicha kicha, then it never works. the problem with this pshat? Maybe I have no problems with it. What's the teretz? It can't be that chalipin is a klur and kicha kicha. Why? Why? Because it's a gnai for women. I mean, maybe it is a klur and kicha kicha. I mean, it's a din that there has to, that women have a, has to be a gnai for women. If all the women in the world would have gotten together and decided that they shouldn't be so picky, and that it's not a gnai for them, so there would be included. So because women are getting insulted easily and they're less than a fruit, that they're not happy with Khalid, and so that has to change the limud? Like, it's a din in the Bria that it's a gnai for her? Or it happens to be that it's a gnai for women? Huh?
It's a gnai for anybody.
What?
You're
yeah, I don't mean to insult women. It just happens to be that it's women here in the Gemara. I didn't mean that. I meant
the only thing is the fact that the pshat is the gnai, not just the gnai to women. The gnai says it's giving somebody something so cheap for their dirt for what you're giving you. You're giving somebody something valuable, the guy says here it's using dirt, you're gonna be insulted by that. So same thing a woman, when she's being pushed, she's giving up her food, she's giving up, she's making the green couch, she's being tourists.
So that tells us what the Torah meant. The Torah must have meant kicha kicha. The Torah must have not meant chalipin. It can't be it meant chalipin. Why? Maybe it didn't mean chalipin. If women will be picky, so let them be picky. They have a right to be picky. Right? Beishamai holds that women are picky on a dinner too. Are we going to say like Beishamai, women are marked on a dinner? We'll say, hey, 1 minute, I can't learn out of Sada. Because by Sada, it works with a pruta, right? By Sada, it could be kind of with a pruta. And an Isha, like Beishamai, it's a gnai for less than a dinner. So we'll say, we can't learn Kesef out of Sada, like Beishamai, because it's not the same. By Sada, pruta works. And by Isha, pruta doesn't work. Why don't we say that? Is that a kasha? One step, I'll agree with you. Rav Chazal shuts up under a proof of the gnai. We can't come today and say, well, today the women are not mine. We can't do that. Chazal shuts up under a proof of the gnai. I'm asking. I just wonder if we can't learn from the Torah, kicha kicha tisha chalipin. The Torah says all chalipin could work. Now, if you have women to whom it's a gnai, the mela doesn't work because it can't work for them. The mela can't work for them, but that's just because it happens to be that it's a gnai for the women to take kedushin like that. Is that a halacha or it's a metzias that it's a gnai for women? It just seems like it's a metzias. It doesn't seem that it should be a din. It should tell us how to learn the gzeira shava. Gzeira shava could tell us it works. It works. I less than a prut is a gnai. See, you're right. You have a zaitik reason why it doesn't work because it's a gnai. I don't know if I'm being clear. If it doesn't, if the kash doesn't bother you and you're happy with the ram, it's fine. I just what the ram is saying is that the gnai of Noshin teaches us how to learn the gzeirah shav. Right? The maskana is if it's a gnai, so our karka is not including the gzeirah shav. Okay, you know, in Kabbalah and the Kabbalah, but I don't understand because women decided to gnai that should teach us what to learn from the how to learn the gzeirah shav. But anyway, this is the Ran's pshat. Because I have a problem with it, it doesn't change. The Ran, so again, how did the Ran learn? Maskani is that Kesef is Kedushin, just it's not included in Kicha Kicha. The Rajba learns a different pshat in Rashi. The Rajba learns a different pshat. The Rajba learns, he also learns that Lei Rashi, Kesef, and Chalipin is one kinyan in the Maskani. I told you, everyone but Tysus learns that way. So he also learns that in the Maskana, Kesef and Chalipin's a type of kinyan. Kesef, that remains. What changed? So if the Rajba, now listen carefully, he says Chalipin could be with less than a pruta. Since Chalipin could be less than a pruta, Gnayula, It's a genai for her. Not only is it a genai for her to take less than a pruta, it's certainly a genai. But even if you give her a pruta, even if you give her a handkerchief, that's worth money. But chalipin is a type of kinyan which could work with less than a pruta. So that type of kinyan is a magunadika kinyan. It's an inferior kinyan in the eyes of people. A woman doesn't want to be married with chalipin, hayais, that chalipin works for less than a pruta. So the whole kinyan chalipin is, it's a gnai to the woman. She says, you want to be married with chalipin? That's a gnai. She doesn't want that. And therefore, no chalipin work. Even chalipin more than pruta don't work. The whole kinyan chalipin is a gnai for women. Because since by chalipin you have the option of using less than a pruta, so memela, the whole kinyan chalipin is a gnai for women. And therefore, we can't learn it out of, it doesn't work, we can't learn it out of Sayefrai, and chalipin doesn't work. This is the Rashba's pshat. Some of you suggested the pshat.
What if we know, like Rashba says that the father married to the daughter, so it's not a gnai to the father?
What do you do when it's the father? We say that it's a gnai for the father. Well, the easiest way out would be to say it's a gnai for the father. But even if it's not, the Torah is megala to us kinyanim for a woman. We learn our kinyanim in the parasha of Kiyikat Hashisha. Now, there's another parasha. It says it's biti nasati, a father could do it. The father could only do that which works by a woman, which we learn out of Kicha Kicha. So once we're going to learn out of Kicha Kicha that chalipin is a gnai, it doesn't work by women. The father can only do what the woman would have been able to do if she'd be a gedayla. So he doesn't have his own independent kinyan. So the melech, it won't work.
Why can't you just say that the Torah
not very
nafshah,
such as when you
because when
you're
not
you
can't
use
your
kinyan,
no matter father or not.
Why don't I say Tosis
Chad and Rashi? Rashi, that you're not very
nafshah. Yeah, Tosfos pshat. It's good. I'm talking now like Rashi's pshat, like Rashi's gives. All right, this is the Rashi's pshat. So the Rashi would learn the Havamina that chalipin with a pruta should work. Chalipin with a pruta should work. There's no Havamina chalipin less than a pruta like the Rashi. The Havamina was chalipin with a pruta should work. Chalipin is kesef. Teretz is chalipin with a pruta doesn't work. Why? Because since chalipin could be done with less than a pruta, the mela took a knife for a woman. She doesn't want such kinyanim. Oh, 1 second. Okay. Just this is the Rashba. This is the Rashba. The problem with the Rashba, anybody? What's that? What changed? What changed like him is a very big chiddush change. The change is that we're saying that all chalipin are gnai to women. The Makshin did no such a chiddush. The Makshin said she worked with a pruta. Tarzan said it's a gnai for a woman to do any chalipin at all. Svara, without the Rashba, that a woman's insulted with less than a pruta, it's hard to say the Makshin didn't know that. But now we're saying that the Tarzan was saying that all chalipin are gnai, since it could be done with less than a pruta, so even with more than a pruta, it's also a gnai. That teretz is a big chiddush. What? Yes? That's right. Aisha, you won't be able to use it. What? What? Well, the only three kinyanim work by Anisha, Kesher, Shtar, and Bia. By Isha, yeah. Isha, it's a gnai. In business, it's not a gnai. Anisha, she's giving herself away, so to speak. That's a gnai. This kinyan of gnai is only by Isha. It's not by... In business, you can do any. Alright, the only problem I had with the Rashba is that I didn't know ladies are such lamdonim, such a big lamdin, that they know that this kinyan chalipin, which you could also do with a, you know, it's like an inferior kinyan, but I mean, to me it was a big chiddush that the women are so astute and they're so knowledgeable that it should be a bizayin to them to take, he's willing to give our kinyan chalipin, and he's willing to give us something worth real money. We say, no, chalipin, I don't want chalipin. Chalipin is a gnai, you know, you can do less than a pruta. You know, maybe the chassan doesn't even know that you can do chalipin less than a pruta. The kala knows. What? Yeah, but they knew you could do less than, they always did kinyan or less than a pruta. Did you know, can I ask you, you saw by chassan, they give the handkerchief, did you know that it could be worth less than a pruta? If you'll be by a chassan and you'll see the rav, instead of taking out a handkerchief, to take out a tissue to do a kinyan chalipin. You sure it's good? You know it's good? You know the tissue's not worth a pruta? Well, now you know. I wonder if you would have known. I should have asked you before we started the sugya. Maybe. Okay. Okay. Could be they knew. I can't argue. I think they did or they didn't. Because we could learn it from Stayatra, because by Stayatra it also like that. Now, by shtar is also less than a pruta. But shtar is not a kasha, because shtar is not a kinyan we are exchanging. Shtar, or bia, is also, you're not giving the woman a pruta. But you're not attempting to do that, you're not pretending to do it. Shtar, the kinyan is just to show the gemara's das, the Torah said it works by a woman, shtar. But the woman's not insulted, because she's not exchanging herself for anything, she's just being married with a shtar. Great to Taisvis. Right. It's only Kesef Shtar Bia, it's Eretz HaKasef, it's only those three. Once Khalif is not Kesef, the reason it doesn't work is because we have no Makar, that it should work, we have no Lima. Yes. Could be she doesn't know. Chazal shuts up that if she would know that chalipa could be done with less than a pruta, she would be insulted. Okay? Chazal shuts up that if she would know, she'd be insulted. Alright, I mean, alright? Could be. It's not the Lashon HaRashba, but maybe that's what he means. So Al Kapanim, we come away with the Mahalach and the Gemara. We come away with Gabi the Yisai, the Ischalip and Kesef. We come away with Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. It's actually everybody against Taisvis. The Rashba, Ran, Rashi against Taisvis. The Maskan is that Chalipin is a Kinyan Kesef. Okay, now we turn to the Stipla and Simon Beis. Stipla Simon Beis is a discussion of a Rashba. It's a Rashba Masechta Shavuos. The Chlamites Simon Beis, who says that a keli she'ein by shava pruta, keli she'ein by shava pruta, is considered a davar chashuv, and Bezdin, if someone comes to Bezdin and says someone stole a keli pachas shavaputa for me, so the halacha is that it's yaitzeh b'dayanim. Bezdin with paskin, even though if someone says someone stole a pachas shavaputa, a coin worth less than a puta for me, Bezdin wouldn't pass. Because Bezdin is an aimless cocky in the Pachas Meshava Pruta. The cash Pachas Meshava Pruta, Bezdin doesn't bother. But to a Kaili Pachas Meshava Pruta, that is it's Chashav, and Bezdin makes it in Torah on a Kaili Pachas Meshava Pruta. Because in Dine Maminis, a Kaili that's less than a Pruta has a Chashivas. That's the site of the Rashba, based on really on a Gemara. What the Rashba says is maybe by Kedushin also the same thing would be true. That if you Mekadish an Isha with a Keli that's worth less than a Shava Pruta, that it should be a good Kedushin. It's Mitzadev, he doesn't pass them clearly, but he seems to be nighter to say that if you Mekadish an Isha with a tissue, with a Keli, Pachs, Meshava Pruta, that's a good Kedushin. That's the Rashba of Masechta Shavuos. Now, obviously, we have a major problem with that Rashba that doesn't stem with our sugya. The Ketzais, the cycle brings from the Ketzais of Simon Peches, asks that this, I mean, what's the Rashba talking about? He ignores our Gemara. The Rashba says that even though a woman is not mekudeshes with less than a pruta, but a keli that's worth less than a pruta, that already is more chashuv. Hagimara says, Chalipin is a keli. Can't do chalipin with anything but a keli. Chalipin doesn't work with peiris, it doesn't work with matveyais. Chalipin is a keli. Hagimara says that chalipin is still the pachas mishav a pruta. Chalipin, which is a keli, all chalipin is exchanging kelim. Chalipin is still pos meshava pruta. The isha pos meshava pruta lemekanya, lemekanya nafsha, whichever curse you have. Our Gemara says beferish. It's Pesha Gemara that the keli pos meshava pruta doesn't work. Yes, sir. So she's a real lambda now. You're giving me a K less than a proof. Is the Gnai for me? See, she asks him, do you mean Kesef or you mean Chalip? If you mean Chalip, it's a Gnai for me. If you mean Kesef, then I'm asking. So that's a real shot to go for. The Raj was a Halach. The Raj was on my Halach.
It
has a use. Okay. The clearly that's the Rashba's issue. The Rashba's issue in Shiloh. A keli that's worth less than a pruta. Again, I say tissue because that's the only thing I can think of. What other keli do we have that are worth less than a pruta? What? A needle, machat. I don't know how much I never buy. I don't know how to buy a needle, so I don't know. Right. Say a needle. A machat. Right? It's worth less than a pruta. A person is now in a situation where he needs one. He needs a piece of thread. And his clothing are ripped and he's in a place he wants to fix it. He needs a piece of thread. A piece of thread is worth less than a pruta. To him right now, this is worth a lot of money. He needs it. He needs the thread. He needs the needle. So he's willing, you know, he'll give somebody $10 for the needle and the thread. Does that mean it's worth $10? How do you define worth? How do you define how much something is worth? Could it be that it's worth, what does the Rashba mean? He means it's taka worth more money now? Well, he means it's not worth it, but still, what does the Rashba mean? I mean, it can't be the Rashba means that every needle is worth more than a pruta, because it's not true. Not every needle is worth more than a pruta. If I'm mazik you a needle, I only have to pay you. If I destroy your needle, it's only possible to shove it. So what does the Rashba mean? A keli is chashuv. So even a keli less than a pruta is chashuv. What does the word chashuv mean? Well, it's chashuv. If you have a tissue and I burn your tissue, I don't have to, it's chashuv. I still only have to pay you. I don't have to pay you anything. It's less than a pruta. And say, for you, this tissue was worth $1. So what? Then we have to pay you what it's really worth. What is the nekuda? It's useful. Sasha, it's useful. And therefore, maybe it should work by kedushin because, wow. So can we say that it's worth more money? Is that an accurate statement?
It's not worth more money.
When I wake up in the morning, the needle is worth less than a pruta. Later in the day, when I rip my clothing, and it's an emergency and I need it, now it's to me it's worth more.
Person
now is
worth it in general.
You follow what you're saying? that it's in general it's worth less. It's worth less than a
Kohen.
So,
so
is that cool that has more value? Is that cool that has more value? Let's say I owe you $10. Then I hear that you need this meal, you want to pay someone $10. So I go over to you and I give it to you. So now I paid you $10. So you're saying it's worth or it's not worth? Demis is it's not worth. But she's masking to give it to. What he's saying, you can have a chetimtzah, but less than a pruta is not a gnai. She's saying maybe it is less than a pruta, and it's not a gnai. Why not phrase it the other way? For her, it's more than a pruta. Well, why don't you want to phrase it that way? Because it's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush.
Then I would never be labor enough.
Yeah. To me, it's worth more. What's the Aveira? The Aveira is for me to sell it more than the market price, not more than what it's worth to you. Well, even if it is worth, it's not my way to sell. Yes. I mean, what's wrong with being a cash issue with less? She can go buy a Kaylee. It seems that having the ability to buy such a Kaylee is not chashuv. Because generally, the Kaylee is not chashuv. Generally, a Kli Pasul Shavu Kli. There's no question. You could have circumstances where it's chashuv. But I'll give you an example. This will answer you too. There's a Gemara later on Chesamet Aleph. The Gemara says that Rav Kahana shakel sudra b'pidyan aben. Rav Kahana was a kayin, and he took a sudra for pidyan aben. So the pidyan aben, as you know, has to be worth 5 sloim. So he took a sudra. He took some type of handkerchief or kerchief for pidyan aben. Amalei l'didi chazi l'chamesh sloim. In the market, it's not worth 5 sloim. But lididi, I need this now. It seems that an Adam Chashiv used to wear a sudr, used to wear a kerchief on his head. So lididi, chazi l'chamesh sloim. For me, I need this. For me, it's worth 5 sloim. Lididi chazi. And the Gemara says it's a good kedu, it's a good pidyan aben. So what do we see from this Gemara? A person could say lididi chazi li. That means that I could say lididi chazi li. This needle, it's worth something to me. The market value is not 5 sloim. But right now, I need it desperately. Lididi chazi li. To me, it's worth 5 sloim. But she wasn't half happy to that. I think you have to be paid. Zok the Stifler, shot in the Rajma. Shot in the Rajma is that there's such a concept as Lididi Chazili. To me, it's worth more. Lididi Chazili. Yeah. Well, what that means, the Rajma is saying that if I have a Keli that's Chashiv to me, and I go to Bezdin, I tell Bezdin someone stole it from me, I want you to get it back. I could tell Bezdin, to me it's worth more. So go get it. To me it's chashuv. I'm interested in it. And Bezdin will do it. Memela, clears the Rashba, that when a woman says, lididi chazi li, less than a pruta, you give her something. She knows it's worth less than a pruta. And she takes it b'teres kesef, kiddusha kesef, she should be able to say, lididi chazi li, it's worth something to me. 1 minute. If that's true, why does it work by kesef itself? Why does it work by kesef itself? Teretz is by cash less than a pruta. Batla daita etel kalada. You say, that makes sense. A woman should say, cash less than a pruta is chashatar. Batla daita etel kalada, you have an umdina, that's not normal. Okay, the words don't even mean anything. So she says to me, a cash less than a pruta is batla daita. But a keli, since it does happen, that normal people could be in circumstances where a keli is worth more than a pruta to them. It happens all the time that people need something and it's worth more to them. So the pshat in the Rashba in Mishnah Teshuvos is that if a woman says lididi chazili, she doesn't even have to say the words. She just shows lididi chazili by accepting it for kedushin. That is a good kedusha kesef. That works if she says lididi chazili. That's pshat in the Rashba. So we have here a mechudish dekepshat that if a person says it's worth more to me, so it is worth more to them. As a din kilo, it's worth more than a pruta. Our Gemara. The Ketzais asked the kasha on the Rashba from our sugya. The Ketzais said, "What do you mean, our Gemara? You're giving a keli pachas mepruta, chalit into keli, and it does not work." The Stipler, no, it's not a kasha. In our Gemara, you're giving the keli as kiddushe chalipin. You're not giving the keli as kesef. When you're giving it as chalipin, when you're giving it to the woman that as chalipin, which chalipin works for less than a pruta. So if the woman is going to take it, she's not saying it would be chazili. She's not saying it would be chazili. She's saying she accepts chalipin, which is less than a pruta. So we say a gnaiula, that's a gnai for her. She's doing it, but l'daita. There's no statement that this is worth more to me. Because chalipin does work with pachas m'shava pruta. So when she takes less than a pruta, b'teres chalipin, she takes a needle as a kedushin, b'teres chalipin, she's not saying l'didi chazim. Because chalipin works for less than a pruta. She accepts teres chalipin, she's saying she's b'teres chalipin. Masha'ikin, when she takes a b'teres kesef, which kesef does not work with less than a pruta, then she's saying lididi chazili. So taka depends why, how she's taking it. If she's taking it as kesef, then there's a lididi chazili. If she's taking it as chalipin, then there's no lididi chazili. Which again means that she's a bit of a landing. She knows she's taking it as chalipin is one way, taking it as kesef another way. I'll explain in a minute why that's so. But the pshat, this is a beautiful pshat in the Rashba. The Rashba is saying that there are times where a keli is more chashuv, and therefore kedusha could work if she says lididi chazali. And I was so she's taking a b'teres chalipin. Now, what? Kimishin Misratis, which is also Mashba. Okay. He was saying that it's the Gabi things which are umdin in the hotel, that we can still it's a big finish by the Fox Mashab Furta. Okay. So yes. Why don't we say by cash, sometimes a person is so desperate for money that even less than a pruta is worth a pruta. That's batla daita. That's not a normal thing. I think you can understand that to need a keli pasma shava pruta, it could be very normal. It could happen to everybody sometime in their life that they need a keli pasma shava pruta and it's worth more than a pruta today. It probably happens to everyone. It doesn't happen to everyone. It's probably rare that such a thing should happen. That's what batla daita means, that it's a highly unusual thing that you should have a person who's going to say that I need the money so much that pachas mepruta is worth it. It could be that the cash is so small that nobody would. So it's a beautiful shot of the stipler. The stipler brings a ram later in the parak, which he uses to illustrate this din. If you say to stick around, around later, Gemara says that if you makadish a woman with a keli pachas v'shava pruta, it's not talking about a keli, it's talking about a flower, tzitzadas, I think. You makadish a woman with something, with an item that's worth less than a pruta, chashina and shema shava pruta b'madai. Gemara says, v'chashish shema shava pruta b'madai. He has to give her a get. Because even though here, it's not worth a pruta. Here it's not worth a pruta in our country. But maybe, madai just means some other country. Maybe there's a country where it's worth a pruta. So, v'chashish shema shava pruta b'madai. So let's say a man is makadish isha with one pretzel. And the pretzel in America is not worth a pruta. You can buy a bag with many of them for less. So, chayshish, maybe in Africa where they're hungry, a pretzel's worth a pruta. Chayshina shema shava pruta b'madai. That's what the Gemara says. But the Ran explains. What does it mean, shema shava pruta b'madai? The Ran says, ein lecha elo mekaymei b'shaitai. There's a rule that the dinim, you only have mekaymei b'shaitai. Wherever you are, you're paskin. Only shema shava pruta b'madai. Why should I be chayshish? So the Rav learns the lumdus of that Gemara, that when the woman took this thing that's worth less than a fruit, she said, lididi shavali. She said, for me, this is worth a fruit. Why should it not work? Because maybe we should say, batla daita etzel kaladam, even by Kalim. Maybe we should say, batla daita etzel kaladam. So, the Ran holds that, not like the Rashman Shavuos, the Ran saying that normally you say bat l'daita, even on a keli pas b'shava pruta. Normally you say bat l'daita. Chashina shema shava pruta b'madai means, if there is a place in the world where this thing is worth a pruta, then it's not bat l'daita, it's a kaladam. Then what she's saying is not so ridiculous. Because there are people to whom it's worth a pruta. So a mitzaref the two, the lididi shavali, the fact that she says it's worth something to me, plus the shemeshava pruta b'madai, and those two together, that's why the Gemara says shemeshava pruta b'madai works. Batai etzal kol adam means that everyone would say that this is not a normal das. Does mean everyone in the world? You're right, it's a chiddush to say that means everyone in the world. I suppose that the svar of the Ran is that since there are places it's worth a pruta, so even here it's not bot l'daita, it's not ridiculous. Because there are places it's worth a pruta. So it's not so ridiculous that it should be worth it. Who cares what Africa is for someone in America if we're shouting up our dads? Okay, I hear. So we need to. But the point the stifler wants to make is that lididi shavali with shema shava pruta b'madai, like the Ran, works. The Rashba is saying a similar thing. He's saying lididi shavali plus the fact that it's a keli, which people would understand sometimes is under certain conditions is worth a pruta to people. So then the Rashba was specific that maybe it should work. This is how he's explaining the lididi shavali of the Rashba. Right. I think if you look back at the stipler now, you'll get a new geschmack in the way he's in what he's saying. Okay, the last nakuda is the first stipler with Rabbi Kiva Eger. Again, Rabbi Kiva Eger said that there's a concept of kinyan mayol, kinyan shein mayol. Kiva Eger said that if you're machavin, if you do two kinyanim simultaneously, and you're mechavim for the one that doesn't work, at the same time you're doing a kinyan hamayil, you're doing a kinyan which does work. So we had this Rebbe Kiva Eger. that Kivega said as a general rule that Kinyamayel, Kinyashenamayel works. It works. What was the classic case? Kinyamayel, Kinyashenamayel. What? The person who falls on, he wants to be kind of with the filah, he falls on something, and he says, I want to be kind of by falling on it, which is not a kinyan, but he's also tefs al adamis. So the meila, that should work. And we also had the case of the shtar, the ran. With the shtar, you give a woman a shtar that's worth, that's possible for some reason, but if it's worth the fruit, that works the Torah's case. Ki imayo, ki imshenimayo works. Our Gemara is like Rebbe Akiva, it's not like Rebbe Akiva. What do you see from our Gemara? What do you see from our Gemara? What? Can't be kinda. Rashi on the top of the Amid Beis. Rashi says on the top of the Amid Beis, and it's really mukhach in the Gemara. Rashi says, "G'day, Olai, come over to our sleeping." Afilu b'klishi yesh b'shav apruta. Even if you have a kaddish woman, a kli that does have a pruta. Iyav la b'lashin chalipin. It's no good. Adiyav la b'teres lashin kinyan aikichay kiddushin. What's the case? You give a woman a keli that's worth a pruta, and you say, "I'm doing a kind of b'teres chalipin." So say it's no good. If you give a b'teres kinyan kaseth, it will be good. If you give a b'teres kinyan chalipin, it doesn't work. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why shouldn't it work? One second, let me just clear eyes. Why doesn't it work? Why don't we say that he was mechavin for a kinyan she'ein amayel, which is chalipin? And he was actually doing a kinyan amayel. He was giving the keli she'esh b'shav apruta. So I don't know why he said kinyan amayel, kinyan she'ein amayel works. So you start saying.
Man and
So according to the Rashba's Pshat, the Rashba's Pshat in Rashi was that it's a ganai for her, it's insulting to her. You give me a chalib, it's insulting to me. So then the kasha is not a kasha. Because a taka could work with Taras Kesef, but she says, what do you mean? It's insulting for me to take, you're giving it to me Taras Chalipin? It's an insult. I'm not masking. She has a hisnagdus to kadash. She really doesn't want it. So at the Rashi we have a good teretz. But the Rashi was shatter Rashi. But how did the Ran learn in Rashi? The Ran learned in Rashi that the Gemara's teretz is that since less than a prut is a ganai, so therefore we don't learn chalipin out of kicha kicha. Since less than a prut is a ganai, so we don't learn chalipin out of kicha kicha. All we learn out is kesef. According to that shot in Rashi, the kasha is a good kasha. Because what are we saying about chalipin? We're not saying she is a good chalipin is a ganai. We're just saying that there's no, we don't learn out of kicha kicha. So if you give a woman more than a pruta, the Torah is chalipin. Chalipin can't work because we don't learn it out of kicha kicha. Why shouldn't it automatically work the Torah's kesef? Why shouldn't it work? It's a kinyan she'ein amayel. Why does a chalipin work because we don't learn it out of kicha kicha? Well, let it work out kesef. The kasha is a good kasha. Your teretz may be a teretz like the Rashba, which it is. But according to the Ran's Pshat and Rashi, the kasha is a good kasha. That kinyamayel, kinyashenamayel, if you hold kinyamayel, kinyashenamayel works. So when you give it a teretz chalipa, why doesn't it work with teretz kesef?
Isn't that
the
say that when you go on the kasha, work?
So the truth is, the Rabbi Kivager himself said that kesef is an exception. Even though kinyamayel, kinyashenamayel generally works. But kesef kedushin is an exception. Since women are picky by kesef kedushin what they get, so kesef kedushin is different. Right. So it's not really shver on Rabbi Akiva. If I can't, maybe it's a raya. And even though kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ein mayel generally works, Rabbi Akiva said except by kesef kedushin. And the meila, if it's except by kesef kedushin, so then it's the other rabbi, from here it'll be a raya. Rabbi Akiva. The stipler, Simon Aleph, doesn't bring Rabbi Kivager by name. He asked the Kasha. This is a different teretz, which Hashem, briefly we'll do tomorrow. Just there's one more nekuda on the sugya of Talipin. That's the last part of Taisus, the very bottom of Taisus, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita by Goyim. There's Talipin by Goyim from Vim Taimar, 7 lines in the bottom. There's a Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi is Chelak Aleph Simach Chaf Aleph on the Psak. If we hold Talipin works by a Goy, Rabbeinu Tam Shita. It's a shame. We'll do the Beis Halevi tomorrow. And then... Thank you.